Gil Morris was an Earl's son, his name it waxed wide. It was nae for his great riches, nor for his muckle pride. His face was fair, lang was his hair, in the wildwood war he stayed. But his fame was by a lady fair that lived on Kerrin's side. War will a get a bonny boy that will win hose and shoon, that will gang to Lord Bernard's hall and bid his lady come. O ye mannerin for me, Wally, and ye mannerin wi' pride, when thar boys ren on their feet, on horseback ye shall ride. Oh, no, no, my mister dear, adorne for my life, I'll no gang to the bold barons, for to trice forth his wife. My bird Willie, and my boy Willie, and my dear Willie, he said, how can ye strive against the stream, for I shall be obeyed. But oh, my mister dear, he cried, in greenwood ye are lean, gie your sick thoughts, I would ye pray, for fear ye should be ta'en. Oh, haste, I say, gang to the hall, and bid her come with speed. If ye refuse my high command, I'll gie your body bleed. Oh, bid her tag this game until it's all gout but the hem, and bid her to the greenwood here, and bring nane but her lean. And there it is, a silken sar, carrying handshoot the sleeve. Bid her to the greenwood here, spear nae bold baron's leave. The baron, he's a man o' micht, and ne'er could bide a taunt, as ye shall see before it's night, how small ye hate ye vaunt. Now since a man yar errand in Cerser against my will, I'll make a vow and keep it true, it shall be done for ill. And when he came to the broken brig, he bent his bow and swam. And when he came to grass growing, set down his foot and ran. And when he came to Bernard's hall, would neither chap nor caw, he set his bent bow till his breast and lightly leapt the wall. He would tell nae man his errand, though 'twas stood at the gate, but straight into the hall he came, where great folks sat at meat. He'll hail my gentle sire, and deem my message when I wait. Deem ye mun to the greenwood gang before that it be late. Yer bidden tak this game until it's all gout but the hem, and ye man gang to the greenwood there, e'en by your cellar lane. There it is, a silken sark, your ain hand shoot the sleeve. Ye man come speak to Morris, spear nae bold baron's leave. The lady stamp it wi' her foot, and wink it wi' her ee, but oh, that she could say or do, forbidden he would not be. But oh, that she could say or do, forbidden he would not be. It's surely to my bower woman, it ne'er could be to me. Then up and spak the wily nurse, the bairn upon her knee. If it be come from Gilmore, so dearly it's welcome to me. Ye lee, ye filthy nurse, eludes, I hear ye lee. I've brought it to Lord Bernard's lady, I trow ye be not she. Then up and spak the bold baron, and an angry man was he. He's ta'en the table wi' his foot, in Flinders guarded flee. Gae bring a robe o' yon clothing that hangs upon the pin, and I will to the greenwood gae and speak wi' your leman. Oh, bide at him, no, my gweed lord, I warn ye, bide at him. Ner white a man wi' violence, that ne'er white you wi' neen. Gil Morris sits in yon greenwood, he whistled and he sang. Oh, what mean all these folk, I'm in my mither carries lang. When the Baron came to the greenwood with muckle doolin' care, it's very so brave Gilmorris a came in his yellow hair. Nae wonder new Gilmorris brave, my lady, lose ye weel. The fairest part o' my body is blacker than your heel. Yet natheless now Gilmorris, for aye thy great beauty, ye'll rue the day that ye were born, the heat shall gang with me. Now he has drawn his trusty brand and slit it on a streep, and through Gilmorris' fair body he garred cold iron gay, and he has ta'en Gilmorris' heed and set it on a spear. The meanest man in all his train he got the heat to bear, and he has ta'en Gilmorris up, laid him across his steed, and broke him to his painted bower and laid him on a bed. The lady sat on a castle wall, beheld baith dale and doon, and there she saw Gilmorris heed come trailing to the tune. Fair mare, aloo, that bloody heed, but and that bloody hair, than Lord Bernard and all his lands as they lie here and there. And she has ta'en Gilmorris up and kissed baith mouth and chin. I ance was full of Gilmorris as hippies o' the steen. I got thee in my feather so wi' muckle grief and shame, and broke thee up in the green wood under the heavy rain. Oft I have by the cradle set and seen thee soundly sleep, and now I'll gang about thy grave the sore tears for thee weep. And she has kissed his bloody cheek and seen his bloody chin. Better aloo my Gilmorris than all my kith and kin. A woe, ye ill woman, and an ill death may ye dee. Gin I had kent he was your son, he'd ne'er been slain by me. Upbraid me not, Lord Bernard, upbraid me not for shame. With that same sword do pierce my heart and put me out of pain. Since nothing but Gilmorris heed thy jealous rage could quell, let that same hand new take her life that ne'er to you did ill. To me ne after days or nights will e'er be safter kind. I'll fill the air wi' heavy sighs and greet till I am blind. Enough of blood by me's been spilt, seek not your death for me. I'd rather it had been mysel than either him or thee. Will waste away, I hear ye plain, sister, I rue the deed, that ere this cursed hand o' mine did gar his body bleed. Dry up your tears, my winsome dame, ye ne'er can heal the wound. Ye saw his heed upon my spear, his heart's blood on the ground. I curse the hand that did the deed, the heart that folk the ill, the feet that bear me with sick speed, the comely youth to kill. I'll aye lament for Gilmorris as guinea were my ain. I'll ne'er forget the dreary day on which the youth was slain.